We hear it all the time. Watch what your kids are doing online. Make sure they're not into anything inappropriate. And a lot of parents monitor that. But do you monitor what your kids are reading, particularly if they're coming from school? Lisa has been in contact. Her son is in year eight. Came home from school with a book to read that includes swearing, racist jokes, jokes about masturbation, specifically and explicitly. It's part of his English reading list. An American young adult novel. It's called The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian, written by a Native American named Sherman Alexie. In fact, we've checked and it has been withdrawn in parts of the United States from the school reading list. Lisa, hello.
Hi, Neil. How are you going?
I'm okay. How old's your child?
He's 13.
All right. And this is a book he is required to read for school, is he?
Yeah, that's correct. He will be reading it as part of his actual education, and they also read it out loud in class and discuss it, obviously. But a lot of what I've read, he's sort of come up to me and sort of said, you know, Mum, I don't know whether I should actually be reading this, because I'm one of those parents that might be a little bit overprotective. But when he showed me certain aspects of the book and certain parts of the book, I was quite distraught at what he was being made to read, I guess.
What is it? What is it that upset you in the book?
Look, the first thing he brought out to me was the joke, which was quite a racist joke. I don't even know whether it would be approved to be heard on radio, the joke. It's just quite rude. Also involves swearing.
Oh, okay. I don't know if I want the swearing, but what is the essence of the joke?
It pretty much says that Indians are living proof that, I don't even know whether I want to say this word, niggers, F-U-C-K, buffalo. So it's quite disgusting, quite vulgar. Again, it's going to be, you know, kids of that age, I don't know whether would be able to handle that, whether they'd be able to not be able to take that outside. I'm sure the teachers would discuss it with them. I can understand that point of view.
So that's racist and obscene.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I mean, I think I personally think that's disgusting, the way it's been said. I know it was intended as a joke, but I don't even find that funny. It's not a joke in any way. And I feel sorry for, you know, while they're reading this out aloud in class, for the children that may have Indian backgrounds, or for those that might be, darker.
Probably unlikely you can have American Indian, Native Americans in their class, but for any 13-year-old to stand up and read that sort of language in class is going to be difficult and embarrassing for them, surely.
Definitely, definitely. There's also the other part, like you mentioned before, about the masturbating and that sort of thing. It's just absolutely disgusting. I mean, for a child of the age of 13 to even be reading it, it's just wrong. And to be made to read it as part of their education, it's just wrong. It's just wrong. It also puts God into it as well, which is disgraceful in the way they've written
what
in
is
there.
It? Is it mocking religion, is it?
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much. He's pretty much saying that if God didn't want us to do it, then he wouldn't have given us thumbs.
Oh, yeah.
So quite disgusting. They're just really, really bad, for kids of that age to even have to read this book. I'm surprised the Education Department have allowed this book in the actual
reading program. So this is a state school you're talking about?
Yes, it is, yep.
Have you raised it with the school?
I have raised it with the school. I've raised the first part that I spoke about with the school. The vice principal was quite shocked at it. The actual teacher came in and spoke to us regarding it, the English teacher, and sort of said that they will discuss it in certain ways, obviously to bring it back to respect and not talking about or like that to other people, which, okay, that's fair enough. But there's also, obviously, I'm still wanting to speak to the teachers in regards to the masturbation part of it as well. So I've now taken it off my son. He won't be reading it because I usually get him to read the text during the school holidays before he starts. And we were late in getting it from the bookstore.
Well, it has been removed from school lists in Idaho, which means it set the author off, saying they're trying to control debate and limit the imagination.
Yeah, well, actually, on the book, it's got a review from a Neil Gaiman saying that it's quite a good book, wise and smart, and it says, I have no doubt in a year or so it will be winning awards or being banned. So to me, that says, should we really be giving that to our kids? You know, if he thinks it should be banned in some areas, then why should we be giving it to our 13-year-old children to read.
Well, Lisa, look, thank you for that. We will raise it with the Education Department because it's been authorised, obviously, up the line somewhere. There have been a few cases over the years of similar objections, although I can't remember some for some years, whether that becomes means we're becoming more liberal in our views or they're becoming more careful in their selection. I don't know. Thanks for calling. Luke, hello.